Hello, listeners. We're in an 11 religion and ethics class today, and I'm going to introduce you to Bridget Smith, who's going to tell us what we've been learning this week.
So in our recent lessons, we've been learning about fast fashion and also discussing brands that produce toxic fibres, such as CS2, and how they impact the globe and the people in the fast fashion industries.
Great. So I know that we talked a little bit about big label Zara. Can you tell us a little bit about Zara?
So Zara releases 65,000 styles per annum, which equates to 200 pieces a day. Each month, three quarters of the collection is renewed. So when you walk in, each time there's going to be different things there.
Great. So tell me, what is the link to the environment in all of this?
So Zara uses this fabric, which is made of poisonous chemicals called viscose, which is fake silk, essentially. It has a huge impact on the world's pollution, and especially to the people living around the factories.
Interesting. And we all know that Zara recreate products which are based on designer products. Do we think it's ethical when designers recreate other designers' products?
No, it is ethical. A designer spends many hours coming up with the idea, choosing the fabric, and perfecting it. It is a kind of stealing in a way.
Great. And how long is Zara taking to produce their product from order to delivery?
So I believe it's 12 days from order to delivery.
Really? 12 days? So in order to produce that, how are the workers doing it?
Pretty much they're being paid unfairly, have no job security. They're working in really poor and unsafe conditions while working very long hours.
So textiles, tell me, are they big polluters?
Yeah, so the textile industry is the second most polluting after oil. The fibres that are used to create viscose are combined with a dangerous chemical called CS2, and when come in contact with this chemical can create serious harm.
Interesting. So this viscose, are these companies stating that viscose is eco-friendly?
Yeah, they do. And because of these like false claims, it's clearly unethical.
Great. And so we've learnt a little bit about the company Birla, which makes this viscose. But for you and I shopping every day online and in shops, what are some of the labels that are produced by Birla?
So some really popular ones that people might know are Pretty Little Thing, Zara, Boohoo and H&M.
Interesting. We've all bought from there. So finally, let's just wrap it up. What do we think we can do to reduce the impact on the environment in regards to fast fashion?
Well, some things you can do is make sure to rewear your clothing, and if they get damaged at all, you can repair them yourself. And if it gets to the point where you're not really wearing them anymore, you can donate them instead of throwing them away to landfill, which will significantly help the environment. And you can also make sure to just check the fabrics of the clothing and items you're using to make sure they're eco-friendly.
Great. I'll definitely be checking for viscose in the next piece of thing I buy. Well, thanks everyone from 11 Religion and Ethics. Bye.
Bye. Bye.